The Legend of Seven Wells. Once upon a time, there was a very beautiful girl. Her name was Badaria. She was not only beautiful, but also very kind. She was a daughter of a rich merchant. Her father had been asking her to get married. However, Badaria still wanted to wait on the right man. And finally, Badaria's wish came true. A young merchant came to the village and did a business with her father. When the young merchant met her, he fell in love with her. Badaria also loved him. The young merchant stayed longer in the village, and when he thought it was a good time, he came to Badaria's father to propose her. Badaria's father was extremely happy, and he accepted the proposal. The wedding was set, the family was very happy, and one day, before the wedding party, the young merchant came to Badaria's father. Something happened with the young merchant family back home. He had to go home soon. The party was delayed. Badaria was sad. However, she tried to accept it. It was years and she had not heard any news from him. Finally, the young merchant sent her his man. He told Badaria that the young merchant censored the wedding. Badaria was extremely sad. She kept on crying. Her parents tried to console her, and after it took a long time, Badaria was able to forget the young merchant. Later, there came another young merchant to do business with Badaria's fathers. He was handsome and was very polite. And when he met Badaria, he fell in love with her. Badaria also loved him. Shortly, he came to Badaria's fathers and proposed her. The proposal was well accepted. The wedding was immediately planned. One night before the wedding, Badaria heard a bad news. Her prospective husband was terribly ill. He was so weak, and he couldn't stand perfectly. The wedding had to be delayed. The young merchant's condition was getting worse every day. He heard there was a great healer far from the village. He decided to leave Badaria and went looking for the healer. It had been a long time since his prospective husband left, and Badaria still had not heard any news from him. Finally, a man came to her. He was one of the young merchant crew. He told her that the young merchant censored the wedding. Badaria's heart was very broken. She was crying and crying. And in one night, she had a dream. A wise old man came to her. He said that she would find her husband after she took a bath in the seven wells. In order to find the wells, she had to meditate on the top of a mountain. The old man also told her to take care of the wells, and she was also asked to inform other girls who had a problem having a husband to take a bath in the seven wells. Badaria told her parents about her dream. She said that the dreams might be a clue for her to have a husband. Her parents agreed, but she had to be accompanied by her father's employees. The mountain was full of wild animals. Her father wanted her to be protected. When Badaria was meditating, she had a vision about the seven wells. She stopped meditating and followed the vision. It was true. She found the seven wells. She immediately took a bath. And later, she went home. Not long after that, a prince from Banten Kingdom came to propose her. The prince had heard about the beautiful Badaria. And when he finally met her, he proposed her. This time the wedding was running very well. Badariah was very grateful, and as promised, she took care of the wells. Now, the area is known as Sumur Tujuh or Seven Wells. It is located in Serang, Banten. The wells are taken by the descendant of Badariah's employee. Until now, many young girls who have a problem having a husband take a bath in the wells.